Now that means something when you do it in the name of Jesus. It doesn't just mean that you give a half-hearted effort. You speak in the name of Jesus, fully believing that He is capable to do anything. So whatsoever you speak, whatsoever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I already said I don't have a polished message today, so we're just going to see where God takes us from here. So you keep praying. You keep praying right now. See, the disciples understood this word. This is written post-Acts, or actually in the middle of Acts, but the disciples understood to do things in the name of Jesus. They understood that they could speak the name of Jesus and anything could happen. That in the name of Jesus they declared it and it was done. Ooh, hallelujah. The church was just hardly off the ground in Acts chapter 4. The church had just been established. It was still really just contained there to Jerusalem. And we see that they called them in. This is the religious among them, the ones who are non-Christians. They called the Christians in. And they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John, they looked at those Pharisees. They looked at those Sadducees, those who had called them in, and they said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, that's up to you. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. All we're doing is acting upon what we already know to be true. We were with Jesus, and Jesus released us, and He said He would be with us. He was with us. Now that He's gone, He said, I'm still with you. I'm just in another form. I filled you with my Spirit. Now I'm not with you bodily, but I'm with you spiritually. I have filled you with my Spirit. So speak when I tell you to speak. Go when I tell you to go. And do it all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This was a pattern to do things in the name of Jesus. The New Testament church, it became a pattern to do things in the name of Jesus. Of course, we go to the foundational scripture in our doctrine, Acts 2:38. We know, if you have not had your sins washed away, listen to this verse. If you have never been baptized in the name of Jesus, this is the command right here. Then Peter said, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The first thing that we see being done in the name of Jesus is to be baptized into Christ. To be baptized, to have your sins washed away. What an awesome thing that is. To be baptized in the name of Jesus. But it doesn't stop there. The name of Jesus, it is more than just something to proclaim at a moment of baptism. For in Acts 3:6, we see Peter, who said to the lame man, silver and gold have I none. He was begging. He wanted some money. But such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. He commanded the man to be healed, and the healing was done in the name of Jesus. You go to the next chapter in Acts chapter 4, and this is what preceded what I just read. That here they had just healed this man, then they're being called in to question, and they called them, and they commanded them not to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. So here they are, they're teaching in the name of Jesus. They're baptizing in the name of Jesus. They're healing in the name of Jesus. And now they're teaching in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 5. And in them, they agreed when they had called the apostles and they beat them. They commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. And they let them go. Here they are, now they're speaking in the name of Jesus. In their daily conversation, Jesus just comes up. They begin to speak. speak the name of Jesus. They speak the name of Jesus over whatever comes their way. They've been baptizing. They're healing. They're teaching. Now they're speaking the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 9. Barnabas took him and he brought him to the apostles and he declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. They're teaching, they're speaking, they're preaching, they're doing it all in the name of Jesus. One more verse. Acts 16 verse 18, and this did she many days, speaking of a woman who was possessed by demons. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her! And he came out the same hour. They're casting out demons in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, the name of Jesus is not meant to just be something personal for you. Yes, it is personal because I was buried in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the baptism that happened in the name of Jesus. But let's not forget that the name of Jesus can be proclaimed in the city streets. It can be proclaimed in the homes of a broken marriage. It can be proclaimed in your work, in the halls of your workplace. The name of Jesus has power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm afraid that too often that we can get into a comfort zone of just coming to church and allowing everything that happens to stay right here. We're comfortable proclaiming the name of Jesus inside these four walls, but we're uncomfortable proclaiming it outside these four walls. We're comfortable singing the name of Jesus inside of here or inside of your car, but you're uncomfortable singing the name of Jesus and proclaiming the name of Jesus when there's somebody who's in distress, there's somebody who's in need. I'm telling you, the church, a Book of Acts church, which I believe that today we are called to continue what they started in the Book of Acts. And if we really want to affect our world, we need to get comfortable outside these walls, speaking the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That Acts 4 narrative, or Acts 3 narrative, Peter and John are on their way to the temple. They don't neglect the temple. They don't neglect coming to church. But on their way, they see somebody in need. And they pray. They command healing in the name of Jesus, and he's healed. We see them on the city streets evangelizing. They don't leave it up to just the apostles. We see how in the Book of Acts narrative, how the disciples and the apostles, they gathered together in Jerusalem. But then it says that the Word of God increased throughout the world. How did the Word of God increase throughout the world if the disciples and the apostles were gathered in Jerusalem? It's because the church was released to go and to speak and to do everything in the name of Jesus. We have to get comfortable outside of these four walls, church. I believe that God has a harvest that is ready. God has a harvest that is coming. But we cannot sit here waiting for the harvest to come to us. We have to go to them. We have got to go to where the harvest is at. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Where are the laborers? The Lord of the harvest is asking, where are the laborers today? Where are the laborers for the harvest? I'm calling you. I've anointed you to go and to speak my name. It's not by what you have. It's not by my power. It's not by my might, but it's by the power that is within me. And when I declare the name of Jesus, anything can happen. And any mountain can move. Anything. Anything. Anything is possible. I felt impressed. I felt impressed this morning as we gathered in here and we were praying before service today, as we do every Sunday, we just begin to pray for the service. And I don't believe you have a move of God like what we're experiencing here today without first coming in and getting together and praying in one mind, one accord, believing that God's going to do something, believing that God has an outpouring. And here we are, even with me saying that what we've experienced today, I believe that God has so much more than what we've already experienced. I believe there's somebody here today who you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And you have not followed that command yet. And you need your sins washed away. The waters are ready. What are you waiting for? You can have your sins washed away. You can leave this place transformed, completely new. That new person that will come up out of those waters, having had your sins washed away. So if that's you, ponder it for just a little bit, then Come, and we want to baptize you. I want these waters to be troubled today. And there's somebody here who you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You've never spoken in another language. And it's not about the other language, but that's the sign that the Spirit is inside of you. That's a biblical sign that you have been filled with His Spirit, that they spoke in other tongues. And if you have not experienced that, God has something for you that He wants to give you. It's a gift. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to earn it. God, all He's asking for you to do is to repent and to come to Him asking. Say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. But as we were praying this morning, I just felt impressed, and I released our, all of us who were in here praying. I said, please go throughout the building, go out, throughout the sanctuary, and just begin to pray. Begin to pray for all those who are coming in today. And as we began to do that, began to disperse, I just felt impressed to just walk out the side door right over here, and I began walking just around the church. Praying. My prayers quickly turned not inward, but outward. Not about what's going to happen in here today, but about the loss that my soul would grieve for. About a city who needs Jesus. About a harvest that's there and that needs Jesus. In a neighborhood that's surrounding this church here, that they need Jesus. Just begin to walk and pray. God, what's it going to take for us to go and to declare the name of Jesus? What's it going to take for us to get comfortable outside these walls? Just walking around. Ended up taking 6 laps around the church, just praying. Church, there's somebody who needs you. And you come in here and you get filled up. You get whole. And then you go. You just keep it all in. And don't pour it out on somebody else. You have the answer. You know the name. How beautiful is the name of Jesus? There's somebody who they've been to a church before. They've been there. Maybe they've even been hurt in church, and they stay away now. But they need to know. They need to know that there's somebody who would love them enough to say, Jesus is calling for you. Jesus is reaching for you right now. There's somebody today who they need healing and they're without hope. And all it takes is for you to have enough faith that Jesus could work through you. And then it's not about your qualifications and it's not about your pedigree, but it's all about the Spirit that He has baptized you with, and that you could call on the name of Jesus, believing with faith, and they could be healed. they will be healed. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. That young girl that Paul met, who was demon possessed, she needed set free. Thank God Paul came to her and he said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be loosed from her. And on that very day, the spirits came out. In the very same hour, they came out. Jesus. Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us. I don't go in my name. I don't go in my name. God, I go with the powerful name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus that was sought after. Let me tell you, that name of Jesus, it means Jehovah, salvation. Jehovah is salvation. But Jesus is the all-encompassing name. In the Old Testament, they had all these names for God. Jehovah, the all-encompassing name, but then Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah, all these different things you could call on Him for whatever you need. But let me tell you today, if you need anything, if you need provision, if you need healing, if you need protection, whatever you need, just call the name of Jesus, and He's all of that. He's all of that today. It's in the name of Jesus that we have victory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I guess somebody open the doors over here and the door over here. Well, it's time. It's time to get out of our comfort zone. It's time to get out of the areas where we're comfortable in here. We got the beautiful music. We have the instruments. We have all of that. We have the air conditioning on. We have all of that. Thank goodness today it's a beautiful day. It's kind of windy, but the temperature's just right. That feels good. That breeze coming in right now. I look out there. People are calling right now. People are calling right now. What are we going to do when we go out? As I said, this morning I began to walk around the church and praying. I walked around 6 times. If you know, there's something symbolic about the number 7. I know not everybody in here can physically walk the distance around this church, around the perimeter of this church. But if you can today, I wonder if you would just join me right now. I know this is totally different. This is totally out of the norm of what we would do. I just want to begin to walk around the perimeter of this church right now. If you're not able to do so, if you could just begin to pray in here, and you could even, if you need to stay seated, you can do so. But just begin to pray with us. Join together with us in prayer. And here's the focus of our prayer. It's not inward. It's not about what's going to happen in here. But it's about you being released to go and to baptize. It's about you being released to go and to lay hands on somebody that be healed. It's not about you bringing them in here so that they could be healed. It's not about you bringing somebody into the house so that they could be prayed for and that they could have revelation come to them. It's about you meeting somebody in the field. It's about you meeting somebody and talking to them and telling them the name of Jesus and the power of God would fall in that house where you're at and they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you caught it. I don't know if you caught it as I said it. But it's about you baptizing in the name of Jesus. I believe that this end time harvest, this revival that is happening, we cannot limit it. It will be limited if we have to bring everybody in here and wait for the church to be open so that they can be baptized. There's nothing in Scripture that tells you that you have to have pastor baptize somebody. But here's the thing. If you're not living right and if you've not been baptized, I don't want you just going and just baptizing others. But if you are willing to disciple somebody and if you are living right, if you have been baptized and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, then you have all power and authority to bring somebody down in the name of Jesus and have them come out. And you can lay hands on them and they can be speaking in tongues filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, we cannot limit ourselves. We cannot limit what God wants to do in this end time harvest that He is bringing. I believe that God wants to unlock some things here in Kendallville, here in this county, here in this region that we are not yet prepared for. Our minds have not been opened up to it. But if we can begin to believe that I have the authority, I have the power, I can go and I can proclaim it and I can declare it and it will be done. Not because of me, but because of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. So as you begin to walk, as we begin to walk around this campus, that'll be the seventh time, at least for myself, walking around this campus today. And I just want you to begin to pray. You can pray, dance, sing, whatever you want, whatever you feel. But I want you to have an outward focus on the harvest, on those who are here. And there may be people driving by saying, what's going on there? What's going on in that crazy church? Maybe neighbors there. In fact, there are some neighbors. You got an RC car going on going over there. That's all right. Let's just go. Let's pray. And I want us here today. You can, as you make your way back in, you can go out either one of these doors. But as you make your way back into it, let's just fill this altar up here. And I want to just let the Holy Ghost have His way. And just let the Spirit have its way here today. So let's go. Let's pray.